Nicholas Burns is a former US ambassador to NATO. He was also the State Department's third-ranking official under former President George W. Bush. He's now a professor at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. Mr. Burns, good morning.
Good morning.
After 2 days of insults and accusations directed at America's European allies, what do you think President Trump has achieved?
Well, I think it could have been a much more positive summit because the big issue was, will NATO members spend more on defense to meet the mandatory requirement of 2% of gross domestic product? And most of the allies are going to get there by 2024. The trend lines were good, 4 consecutive years of greater defense spending by every ally. And yet President Trump decided it wasn't good enough. At one point he said, well, it has to be done by January of 2019. Then he said it needs to be doubled to 4%. And then he picked a fight with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. I think the president was clearly trying to signal to his supporters at home, I'm standing up for you. I'm telling it like it is to those Europeans and Canadians. And it made for a very messy, very divisive summit. And I think that was a shame because we need unity, not division in NATO.
There were reports that President Trump had even threatened to pull out of the decades-old alliance. What did you make of that?
It's inconceivable that an American leader would want to pull out of one of our most successful alliances at a time when we're prosecuting a war in Afghanistan, we're still fighting the Islamic State, remnants of it in the Middle East, the French and British and Germans and Americans all trying to help West African governments like Mali contend with indigenous terrorist groups. We're still containing Russian power in Eastern Europe. So the idea that we would leave NATO, it's preposterous. It doesn't comport with the great majority support in the country among American citizens who support NATO. It doesn't also take into consideration the views of the Congress, including Republicans in the Congress, who are almost person-to-person in support of NATO. So I think probably a crude negotiating tactic, but one that puts the United States in a place we've never been before, indicating some doubt about the value of this great alliance to the United States. So I thought it was the wrong decision by the president.
And what should America's allies, like Australia, who are outside of NATO, have made of all of this?
Well, it's interesting. President Trump's grievances and recriminations tend to be directed at Europe right now. And he tends to grade allies on whether or not they have a trade surplus with the United States and whether or not their military budgets are sufficient. I think right now, U.S.-Australia relations are very strong. And Prime Minister Turnbull has managed to make a friend in Donald Trump. So he deserves, that's a feat that many world leaders have not achieved after a somewhat rocky start, as you will remember, back at the beginning of 2017. I think U.S.-Australia relations are in outstanding shape.
President Trump is due to meet Vladimir Putin in Finland next week. He's described the Russian president overnight as a competitor and not an enemy. What's your assessment of that meeting?
I think it's good. It's positive that they're meeting. U.S.-Russian relations are at a low point. We obviously need to talk, President Trump, President Putin need to talk about nuclear arms security and stability and reducing the threat of nuclear war and keeping our nuclear apparatus at acceptable levels. All that's important. I fear that if the optics of the NATO summit was an optic of division and recrimination and fights, arguments, I fear that if the meeting with Putin is one of friends and it's placid and there's an embrace, that's a very bad optical difference for the United States. We don't want to, we should not be in the position of treating our allies rudely and then treating our adversaries, authoritarian adversaries, with the utmost respect. It should be the reverse. We're going to argue with allies, but do it behind the scenes and show respect for other democratic leaders. If you're going to be tough in public, well, Putin's the one who annexed Crimea. Putin's the one who interfered in the American national election of 2016. And, of course, he launched his government, the nerve agent attack that has now killed a woman in the United Kingdom. There's plenty for Trump to go at, but he doesn't want to seem to be tough. He doesn't seem to want to be tough with President Putin, and I think that's a great mistake.
Nicholas Burns, thank you very much for speaking with AM this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Former US Ambassador to NATO Nicholas Burns speaking to me from Washington.